Dr. Paul Parks is the new head of the Alberta Medical Association, also an ER doc in Medicine Hat, and he's pushing to make sure that doctors are part of any decision-making process that the provincial government may get started on here as they embark on their long-promised restructuring of Alberta Health. We've been told to expect something this fall, so the clock is definitely ticking. And as I said, there is an announcement later today, 11 o'clock, dealing with family docs. I'm not sure if it'll be part of the restructuring or not, but let's chat with Dr. Parks. Dr. Parks, thanks for being here. Always appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks. Always happy to chat with you. It's going to probably be a lot to chat about on healthcare in the next couple months.
Oh, I think it's going to be busy. And before we get to that, I always like to get a sort of boots on the ground behind the scenes, what's really going on. We've seen all the stories about COVID and RSV and the flu and how it's really starting to cause some issues in some of our hospitals. So you're not only the head of the MA, you're an emergency room doc. What are you seeing? What's going on in Alberta hospitals right now?
We're definitely seeing the numbers going up and, kind of put a frame around it. The hospitals are very severely overcrowded and understaffed in terms of the workforce to begin with. Like, we've been struggling with that for a long time. And absolutely now we're seeing the number of admissions going up for respiratory illnesses. And that's really impacting our capacity. And, actually I'm up here in Edmonton on a tour and got to go through a couple of the emerge departments here and see some of my old colleagues and see what they're dealing with. And yeah, absolutely. They're lots and lots of patients that are really sick that need to be admitted up in the hospital are stuck in the emerge departments, and that's just getting worse as the numbers go up. And absolutely, with respiratory illnesses, it'll just add to the stress.
As you say, you're in Edmonton. Part of this tour, you're sort of conducting this tour, going out and finding out what's happening. How's it going? What's the process there? How are you just meeting with different people? Are you holding town halls? What are you trying to find out, and how are you going about finding it out?
Yeah, the way that we're going about finding it out is actually, I think it's time to get some face-to-face, with COVID, with the way everyone went to virtual meetings and just kind of, the big thing is get out there face-to-face, go see where people are working on the front lines, not, meeting in the hospitals, but out in the community and family medicine offices, that, like, basically getting out there saying, hey, what are the real issues? Like, we think we know what they are, but what really are they on the front line? What do we prioritize? And then not just going to members, but now any stakeholders, meeting with AHS leaders, meeting with and with government, and even with MLAs that are not necessarily having, portfolios that are direct health, but that are impacted by it. And basically saying, hey, let's work together. There's some issues. We can bring you the solutions. We have ideas, but let's connect and actually work together.
How vital is it? And like you say, you're all gathering the first-hand experience. You have the first-hand experience. You're getting more. How vital is it that is part of this decision-making process? We always hear about front lines, front line, front line. We got to protect the front line. How important is it that somebody like you, who literally is the front line, is involved in this?
Absolutely critical. That's the, I've been asked a couple times to describe the system, and one word I used yesterday was fragile, and what I mean by that is that it's so tenuous. Like, we are working so hard trying to keep afloat to care for patients that little small changes that seem well-meaning and are, they could have massive impacts throughout the system in lots and lots of ways. And so if you don't get the input from the experts and the people that are delivering the care, and that's what we mean by the front lines, like, it's the people that are actually out there operationalizing and doing the job and caring for the sick people. We need that input. And so, lots of talk, and you mentioned it around restructuring, that's a good question now, because we don't know what that means. And on the front lines, talking to all my colleagues, they're all like wondering what does that mean? And how do we give input? How do we make sure that restructuring is done in a way, if things are going to change, don't just change for change's sake, like, make sure it'll improve care. And then here's example X that I know if you do this, you will make my ability to care for patients so much worse that it could be serious and life-threatening for patients. So that's the kind of dialogue we need to have.
Like you say, we're not 100% sure what the restructuring means. One thing that has been talked about, the premier has said she is in favor of, would be a decentralization and more local decision-making, getting away from the big overarching health authority. Is that something you think can work? Would that be a good idea or a bad idea?
Again, I would stress that I would want to know from the Premier and the Minister of Health what that means, what they envision with that. I can say we are not averse, physicians and healthcare workers. I work in Emerge. We work on the fly every day. We change a lot. We adapt. We're not adverse to change. But what's key is that the change, should be in a way that makes our environment better so that we can care for Albertans. That's what we're there for. So what I'll tell you is, yes, having more local input in certain environments in certain areas, that would be an improvement, and we need that. That is true. And lots of physicians are telling me that, and I live it myself. On the other side, I don't know what decentralization means, yeah, because there are massive advantages, and I'll stress this to the Premier and the Minister, there are massive advantages to the centralized structure of AHS in lots of ways. So just blowing up AHS and throwing the baby out with the bathwater is not a good idea. And I'm talking to you and talking to everybody saying, hey, listen, we're here. We want to provide input. We want to help. On the pieces on the necessary change. I guess that's the way I should say it.
That makes good sense. And I think, if we had one example to look at, it would be the announcement recently that we're going to not get involved with the mask mandate situation. Hospitals can go ahead and make that decision on their own. If they think it's something that they need, go ahead. A number have across the province. That kind of makes sense. I think, like you say, you're there, you're in the hospital, you have the best knowledge into what's needed. So in a situation like that, to me, it makes a lot of sense. Do you agree?
Fully support that kind of idea. Like, for example, the mask, that's a good example of, as long as it's driven by the data and by the evidence and what's the best needs for the hospital, the patients, the physicians, and the staff. Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, that could be an example. I get an example is a Shigella outbreak, which we know it has happening in Edmonton, but it's not necessarily happening in other communities in the same way. So the decisions and the policies and the way you would deal with that, it needs to be local. It would not make sense to have a centralized policy on it. Coming towards COVID, again, we're starting to see it in most of the sites. But it really will impact decisions about how many patients are admitted with it, how many staff are out because they're ill, how is it impacting our capacity and our ability to do surgeries and all of the other medical care that we do that's un-COVID related. Those are all the factors that it makes sense to have some local control and input around it, but it also helps to know what the provincial picture is and have that input too. So I stress, yes, if it's driven by local decisions that make sense and the evidence and what works in the system, that's the way it's got to go.
Dr. Parks, you and I talked, I think it was your first day on the job, actually, about the family doc situation in our province. And this all fits into it. And we're expecting some sort of announcement today at 11 o'clock from the health minister on the family doc situation. You and I agreed a week or two ago that it was probably one of the most important issues because it's our front line. What is the situation that we've got so many recruitment programs in place, retention programs, the new four-year deal? Are we at a point now where it's easier to get doctors to come to Alberta? Because I know firsthand, a few years ago, there were docs that were leaving. Has that changed?
To be blunt, no. We need more work. We're getting there and making some improvements, but no. The environment right now around stabilizing the clinics we have right now, that's what I've been talking a lot about in the last 2 weeks to pretty much anybody that's a stakeholder that will listen. We really need a major investment to stabilize what we have right now for our clinics. And then we really do need an evolution to how family physicians get compensated for how they deliver care. And that's a long discussion. I'd be happy to chat with you again so people can understand the basics. But, we've offered that to the ministry and we're really pushing. And I think we need a major investment on that front. And I think the minister is in agreement and understanding that. But no, we need more work right now. I think we got to work hard to stop losing the physicians we have and then create an environment where we can actually have new learners that are coming out excited to go into longitudinal comprehensive family medicine and also to have international and national physicians want to come back to Alberta.
Well, maybe we'll hear more about that today. But Dr. Parks, as always, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
You bet. Dr. Paul Parks, who is the head of the president of the Alberta Medical Association, also an ER physician in Medicine Hat. And as you heard, he's going around the province. He's been on the job for a week or two now. And job one is to go and get the lay of the land. Speak to the people in hospitals. Speak to healthcare providers. Find out what the issues are. What's going well? What's going wrong? And then how do we get started, if the province is walking down a road of restructuring or making big changes, which the premier has promised to do. He's saying, hey, listen, make sure you include us in those conversations. It makes good sense to me. These are the people that are actually the ones in the hospitals doing the work. You need to at least check in and say, hey, listen, what's working? What isn't? What can we do more of? What do we got to get rid of? That's just, to me, common sense. So that's the call he's making, and we'll see where it goes. And as I say, I believe it's 11 o'clock today, the health minister making an announcement on family docs.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.